John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who remembers the writer's strike?
Sure.
Michael Moore does. There he is.
For a couple of pennies, this town has been shut down for the last 3 or so months. And if this isn't resolved this Saturday, and if the studios are claiming that they're that poor, that they can't afford to give the writers 2 extra cents, I'm going to start a penny drive across America, asking people at home to send their pennies to Rupert Murdoch, to General Electric, to the, you know, to all the heads of these companies, understanding that, you know, they must be broke. They can't come to any kind of, you know,
you're helping them out.
Agreement. Just help them out. Send your pennies so we get Desperate Housewives back on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
He loves that show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm not happy.
Who's Don Paula? Everybody to be happy here today.
Is everybody happy?
How about you, George?
As you might remember, I drank too much.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Barack Obama.
Do you want to listen or do you want to be a smartass?
Oh, Simon.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey!
What?
Stop that Jew.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
That was funny.
Thank you. Howdy, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike. It's Kath.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, your sister.
How you doing? Did you get done cleaning out the liquor cabinet?
It'd be nice if you asked permission before you told stories about us on the air like that.
What's nice is that we just had my brother on, and now we have your sister on. Mike.
Kathy, I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn, and I usually ask permission, but I thought it was completely innocent. I don't know why you're upset about it.
That's not why I'm calling. I'm calling to congratulate you, Mikey.
Well, why are you congratulating me?
Finally getting rid of Mr. Controlling, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. It's what I've always wanted to do.
Hey,
Kathy, come on now. These are private conversations,
hey,
okay?
Kathy, come on. You've always wanted me to control you, darling.
Well, I think it's the other way around, Mr. Source.
Kathy, please, really, this is embarrassing me.
All I know is that for the 22 years that Mike and I have been working together, he's never known I've been boning you this whole time.
Hey, I didn't know that.
I would call it wish-boning, if anything.
Wish-boning. Kathy, Mike, I really don't like it when you called the show. I really don't.
I'll stop. We love you, Mikey.
We love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, sis. Never called her sis in my life.
Kathy O'Mara.
My best to Paul.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you for remembering.
That's the name.
You know, we were talking out back about underage drinking, which, of course, we're all very much against right now.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
were...
That answer is false.
And the subject of cold duck came up. I was asking you about that. Do you remember that wonderful product?
Of course
product?
I do. Familiar? Who doesn't?
Cold duck. Do they still make cold
Maybe
duck?
They do.
Cold duck, perhaps... was the go-to before Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, it was.
But the
sure.
thing about cold duck is not only was it kind of a go-to, but it would also be brought along on family get-togethers. You know, it was kind of a celebratory, kind of a cheap pink champagne thing.
Uh-huh.
And we'd always steal it. But it really isn't stealing unless you're caught. Isn't that true?
I don't know, Bill Belichick.
I thought it was only enjoyed by teenagers and drunks. I didn't know families would actually buy Andre Cold Duck.
Well, I mentioned my family reunion.
That's the America Get Together.
Easter Sunday, my Uncle Bill would bring down a case. He would always bring a case for a short period of time.
Sure.
He did two things. He would, I miss him terribly. He would bring...
Oh, you do? You talk about him so fondly.
I do, so fondly. He would bring a case of cold duck. And he would also walk around, and he had a dead eye. He had a wandering eye, like a guy we used to work with.
I've never even met this guy, but Mike, didn't he also have a magnificent hacking cough?
Yeah, a horrible hacking cough. And I remember at my father's funeral, as soon as we got out of the funeral parlor and we were going to the church, looking in the front of his Volvo, which his quote-unquote wife, kind of his common-law wife, was
his
was
Volvo's
driving.
Volvo.
Yes, and he was there, and he could not wait to get that cigarette into his mouth, and he was lighting up. But he would bring a case of cold duck to Easter, and he would also take a $5 bill, and it started out as a $1 bill, and then it graduated to $5.
Sure.
And he'd look at you, and you never knew if he was looking at you in the eye, because he'd walk up. He grinded his teeth when he talked to you, and he would say, "Hi, how are you?" here you go. And we'd all wait because as soon as he would shake our hand, he would be, he's the uncle without kids, and he would have a $5 bill.
Yeah.
And we'd take the $5 bill, and we'd go out to the kitchen and find out where he left the case of cold duck.
Cold duck.
And, you know, strangely enough, because they were enjoying their they were enjoying their early afternoon cocktail, they would never really miss the bottle or two of cold duck.
Well, when your uncle would bring over a case.
Yeah, he would bring a case. And then later on in his life, he brought his own whiskey to the family. And then this was Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas, everything. He would bring a bottle of Early Times bourbon whiskey. I think it was bourbon whiskey. And he would bring Early Times. And my sister told me last night that in the very back row of the liquor cabinet, they found the bottle of Early Times with just about a half inch left.
Mm-hmm.
And it, see, that's what counts for a nice warm, fuzzy family moment in my household.
Yuck. That's like bad breath. I mean, cold duck.
Oh, yeah.
Cold duck equals bad breath equals bad headache.
Well, he was the guy I would tell you that he'd have the, you know, about half the bottle of Early Times even before we'd sit down to dinner. And then he'd choke on whatever the meat product was that was being served for that particular holiday. I told you at the end of the table where he'd be waving his arms and go, and his face would turn red. We all thought he was going to die.
And he would always do the thing with, like, leave me alone.
The hands would be going. He'd look like, you know those signals that the air traffic, the people on the tarmac.
On an airplane, right.
You know, they cross their hands like this, and he'd be going. And my mom would go, Bill, are you all right? And he's going. And then later on in his life, that would be replaced by crying. At some point during the family meal, he would tell a story and the waterworks would turn on. Same thing I do today.
I was just going to say, that sounds like an O'Marish, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The emotional Irishman, that's exactly what would happen. But I thought that was a special moment. I almost wanted her to save that bottle, you know, and then I'd just pour a little bit. Because it's not like he didn't drink it out of the bottle or anything. So it would be like a celebratory drink in honor of my uncle.
Hand, or he poured it on his arm and lick it off.
Yeah, he poured it on the rocks, and he'd be drinking. He'd drink it fast.
But then you always feel bad anytime anyone throws any liquor away. Save it for me.
You know, you could just save it as kind of a monument. You know,
sure.
Mm-hmm. I miss it.
I bet it was thick and syrupy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey guys.
There we go. And you're on the air. Hello.
Hey Don. Hey Mike.
Hi.
Hey, back to the buying a joke thing, or sending you guys money for that. Can I send food stamps?
No.
No, it's got to be cash or a money order.
Cash only, please.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Hey, your wish is our command.
I know you guys can't see it, but I'm holding up my cauterized hemorrhoid card.
Your cauterized hemorrhoid card?
What is it, like a membership card they give you after they cut off your hemorrhoids?
No, from the game.
What game?
What game?
The game where you hold up the card when somebody asks you, like, what turns you on?
Do you mean that game that I played on New Year's
that
Eve?
That game that you played.
You mean oranges and oranges or apples?
Oranges.
And oranges. Okay. How effed up are you?
Not too far from.
Are you making this up, or have you ever really had your hemorrhoids cauterized?
I've never had my hemorrhoids cauterized.
Are you playing?
I am holding up the card.
The game he's talking about, I think I've told you, is one of those dumb games that you play on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve with your family. Mm-hmm. And after like 10 minutes, you're like, I don't care how much I love my family. This game really stinks.
That's the one.
Are you playing this game by yourself?
By myself.
So what else are you imbibing in today?
I don't know.
Now, come on, tell us. Come on, tell us. Don't make us get a urine sample.
You know.
Yeah, tell us.
What is it, booze?
Reef.
Reef.
A little reefer.
The reef.
Sticky bud?
Just the bud.
Are you high?
I like it when pot expert Mike O'Mara steps up.
Sticky bud.
I do listen to the Don and Mike Show.
When you're high and when you're straight?
Just when I'm high.
Mm-hmm.
Ad comes from Rob Spiewak, another big pot lover. And he's gone.
Yeah, he's got stuff to do.
He's gone. I swear to God, this is an awkward segue, but I'll say it anyway. Shaq, my man Shaq, always manages to sound stoned. I watched him today when he was at his press conference and Mike, you've got to be like me, excited as hell. Do you even know who Shaq got traded to?
From the Miami Heat to who?
Do you know who? Make a guess. West Coast.
Yo, yo.
Back to the Lakers?
No. Phoenix Suns.
The Phoenix Suns.
Got traded to Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
That's Mike's team.
Oh, my God. Not the Suns?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a big deal. I know you don't care about basketball.
With Steve
Nash. Don't patronize me. But I don't know where
he's going to be a great combination with Nash.
I don't know where he's going to fit on the team.
Is that right about that?
Their whole thing, yeah. But the way Phoenix plays basketball, I think, is like that run and gun that, like, get a shot off within 7 seconds. But, I think Shaq is the great. I love him. Great basketball player.
He's not going to fit into the run and gun, though.
Great, iconic figure. I love everything about him. And he's sitting up there today at the press conference. He's got his big, gigantic size, 28 XL feet.
Is he riding a horse like he was in the Super Bowl commercial?
No, but he's got, like, the world's biggest suit on. And he's dwarfing all of these basketball men that are sitting around him. And everything he said, especially today, because he's already got that way that,
I kind of mumble away.
Right.
Well, today he was really,
I'm all for playing in Kobe. I'm going to make everybody else a better player on his team.
And the whole time I was thinking,
he showed a sound like he had a big blunt. I'm Shaq Daddy.
Sticky bud.
Nobody piss test me. I want to say, Michael Merrill, give me some sticky bud.
I don't think he could do that. I don't think he would be high. No, he's a sheriff, for God's sake.
But he moves. He moves and talks. He's a gentle giant. Mm-hmm. But he moves and talks slowly. I love him. I absolutely love him. He's so full of freaking personality.
It's who did they get? Who did the Heat get for Shaq? Does it matter?
I don't know. They got rid of, I don't know.
They got Michael Wilbon.
That's who they got. Michael.
Why do you care about that when there's another big story today? The Washington Capitals are in first place.
Well, huzzah, Mike.
Huzzah.
I will throw some love out to the the
Capitol. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, come on.
Sticky bud.
I was a Capitals fan before you were.
Yeah, you probably were.
I was when they
You lived here before I did.
I was here when they started the team.
Right.
And you know me, Johnny Bandwagon, new team, new arena.
Right.
Give me a jersey with my name on it. I am there.
You right. Still have your jersey?
Sure do.
You do? You kept
sure
it.
Sure do.
All right,
yeah,
good.
It's great. Cool.
Yeah, first place today. Very exciting.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Good.
Yeah, I bought 11 games. 11 games. I can't buy season tickets because I can't get to the games during the week.
That is a major commitment.
It is a commitment, and I'm glad that they got into first place when I made the commitment. I'm very excited about it.
And the other thing, sports related, is that these two creeps, Clemens and the other guy, are both on Capitol Hill today.
McNamara.
The creepy guy, the trainer guy, has got, like, the stained underpants from Roger Clemens from 8 years ago. Roger Clemens today has on one of the shirts that was popular literally in 1985. You know, the men's dress shirt that has no collar on it?
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Like ye olde, almost like a priest's thing.
He decided not to wear a tie?
Nope. And he's walking office to office in the Senate talking to anyone who will hear his story.
Yes.
And I saw his lawyer, who, again, I swear to God, is like Matlock. And the quote from his lawyer is, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is really the tone and what he had to say. Well, anyone can see that what happened yesterday was perfect for Roger and I, that you can see the type of individual Roger's been dealing with. And frankly, this is a load of crap.
He's digging it. I mean, if this comes out to be evidence that McNamee provides to the committee that is convincing, he has dug himself a hole that he will not be able to dig himself out of it, which at a certain point it almost makes me swing back the other way, because even Roger, I mean, big, dumb old Roger Clemens, could he be that stupid? They said he was going to talk to the press maybe later on today. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Everybody's debating this ad nauseum. Why would the guy keep the stuff?
Yep.
It's all just too funny. So
yeah, it really, that's the first time I got suspicious.
They're both there. And the other thing that I noticed today, and I made sure I get the facts right in case that dickhead from yesterday is this thing now.
Could be listening.
Here's what the NFL is saying to the dude that used to work for the Patriots.
Okay.
The guy who's alleging that he's got tapes and he's got proof that they taped all these teams doing all the stuff they shouldn't do. The NFL has now said to him, okay, you signed that no compete. I won't talk about anything. Guess what? Throw that away. We will give you indemnity. We will give you
immunity.
Immunity, whatever the word is. They'll give it to him. So now they're going to look at that as well.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. I mean, especially with the time that has passed, that waters that down, so you don't know exactly where the details are going
to
fall.
Yeah, but it may water it down to the point where you got that. And again, I don't know why these congresspeople are involved in our sports, why Arlen Specter really isn't worried about something besides like maybe digging his grave.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the guy that's screaming to the commissioner of the NFL, bring me everything you got.
Two words, public trust on that. That's what it is. Right. A lot of these ball clubs.
Right, the antitrust
it's,
laws.
It's the public trust, and that's what they think our sports teams are.
So now this guy Goodell, what he's basically doing is throwing Belichick and everyone under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He said to Spector, he said, listen, if this guy's got anything, we'll cut him a break from his contract with his confidentiality agreement with the Patriots. We want to know what it is.
Uh-huh. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. I mean, it's scary for Roger Clemens. It's scary for Belichick
someone,
right now.
Because
you don't know. Now, next week, is that when the public testimony is going to be heard?
Right.
And I would say more than this guy McNamee, Clemens has to be afraid of Andy Pettit. Because I don't know what he said, and you haven't heard what he said behind closed doors, but you got three guys, three depositions, and three guys who are going to go before Congress. Mm-hmm. And what I hope their lawyers understand about congressional testimony, the whole reason for these depositions is so the congressional staffs can go back, pour over this stuff, mm-hmm. and then they're going to hit them with the questions,
right.
and it's
Can't
not going to be like 60 minutes.
That answer is... True.
I think a lot of people will be watching it.
So it's weird doing the upside down thing on this because now I find myself going, okay, you know what? Maybe Roger Clemens, you know, I can pull a truck with my teeth.
Right.
Maybe he is telling the truth. Maybe the other guy is lying. Maybe Belichick really was cheating. You know, these are the things that are the roadblocks in my mind.
How much will they go back, though, over the years? As you've watched the Patriots become this dynasty, if they find them guilty, will they wipe out this crap?
What happened?
Here's where part of this gets nutty. Arlen Specter's from Philadelphia, from Pennsylvania.
Right.
He's a huge Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
He like goes on WIP radio in Philadelphia all the time
and talks Eagles football.
I read today in the Philadelphia Inquirer, one of the things he said was, if it's really proven that they cheated, going all the way back to even including when the Patriots beat the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
He would think that the right thing to do would be for the NFL to just take away all the Super Bowl trophies.
Wow.
But more importantly, take away the one where they beat the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Where do you line up on that, though? If they prove that the guy, and you were the one that was talking yesterday about what is the thing that was taped, because it's a very significant.
The walkthroughs.
Where you specifically see the plays that are going to be run. Where do you line up on whether they do that or not?
You just get rid of Belichick. You know, you just cut off the head.
And do you do the old, well, you've heard this in baseball for years, do they do the old asterisk thing? Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
The tainted Super Bowl victory?
Taint. It depends how much they cheated. It depends how creative they were. But right now, as it stands now, I would say Belichick guilty, Clemens not guilty.
Oh.
Oh, that could change at any moment. And,
sure.
Of course, as always, Shaq is simply, oh, man.
That's because he's on the chronic.
There you go with your drug lingo.
I know. Pothead.
Christ, you're funny. I have nipples, Mike.
Can you milk me?
All right, we'll be back with other really, really important crap. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.